Administrator, you're listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Max Cooper, and this is episode number 38. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. A trustee is a person appointed by a court who is responsible for carrying out the estate of the deceased. The administration is responsible for resolving financial matters, including outstanding debts, expenses, and other obligations related to the estate of decedents. They are responsible for resolving financial issues such as estate planning, inheritance taxes, taxes on assets and liabilities, and other related matters. The trustee is a court-appointed individual who takes care of the deceased's remaining financial affairs during the estate. Legally, the court appoints a trustee if a deceased has not appointed an executor for himself or if the executors have refused or are unable to assume responsibility. The administrator organizes each piece of the estate of the decedents and then settles all outstanding debts, expenses, and other obligations. The specific duties depend on the company, organization, or institution in which he works, as well as the circumstances of the death of the deceased. If there is no will, the remaining assets of a deceased person, such as his or her assets, are distributed in a so-called intestinal situation. The term may also refer to someone who has been appointed by a court to dissolve the estate of the deceased. If a person dies without leaving a will, no executor is named in the will, and the person who died before leaving the will dies, such as a family member. In the Commonwealth of Australia, an administrator is usually referred to as the administrator of a commonwealth. In the states of Australia, administrators are usually the deputy governor of the state of Queensland, the governor general of New South Wales, and the chief executive of Victoria. The Queensland Constitution was amended in 2001 to restore the office of Lieutenant Governor of the state. The administrator of an account or group has full access to a computer to make system changes on that computer. The administrator with the group account has full control over the computer and all its contents on any computer. Administrative accounts are only used when they are required for certain tasks, such as creating and changing accounts on one computer or creating account passwords for other computers. When you share computers with others, administrator accounts may be needed to manage individual accounts. In this case, you need to know the administrator's password and use it to create an account on each computer and change the account name, image, and password type. If you know the password of the local administrator, you can log into the account, reset the computer, and unlock it. If you have forgotten the administrator password, follow the instructions to set and reset Windows administrator passwords. For example, if you log in with someone else on a computer and they have forgotten your password, you can unlock it by resetting and unlocking it. This requires that you usually refrain from running Windows computers as administrators, but if all members of the local administrator security group do this and all other users have minor administrative privileges, an account called administrator can have all sorts of privileges without another user having to change anything. Membership in this group should be limited to a domain group called domain administrators, and access to local administrators should be restricted. There is a built-in administrator guest account that you should always disable on your machine, but also disable on the server. If you have created the user profile for this group correctly, please call us and one of our trusted technicians will be happy to help. This program will benefit administrators and directors who wish to enhance and refine their existing skills, add new skills, and acquire professional credentials. These references are ideal for those who want to learn more about management or for anyone who wants to maximize their business knowledge. Administrative staff can acquire new knowledge and deepen their knowledge through this professional reference program and other professional training programs. This course is also designed to prepare non-administrative staff to take on new leadership roles and expanded responsibilities. The Cloud Native Computing Foundation provides a certification program that enables users to demonstrate their knowledge of Kubernetes and their skills as administrators and administrators. Certification is an important step in this process, enabling certified administrators to quickly establish their credibility and value in the labor market, and enabling companies to quickly hire high-quality teams to support their growth. Certified administrators are responsible for providing the skills and experience a CKA needs to fulfill the responsibilities of a Kubernetes administrator. The constitutional practice of government officials requires provincial government officials to assume the function of governor when that office is vacant or when its holder is unable to perform his duties. The rules for selecting administrators for governments in Canada are set out in Article 8, Letters Patent 1947, which defines the role of administrator that the Chief Justice of Canada should assume if necessary. A provincial administrator for the government is appointed by a judge of a provincial court. This is all for today, guys. My name is Max and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.